InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
Sunday, April 30th, 2017. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I just came off the big nightmare two-week custody trial of my ex-wife. I had kept that private for years. That divorce happened, started like 3.5 years ago, ended more than 2 years ago, filed by her. I tried to keep my family out of it. I did. The press was pulled into it. And, of course, the press got it all wrong. I've had sole custody for 2+ years, 2.5 years, not by my doing, but by my ex-wife basically having a breakdown and having to go voluntarily into a treatment center in Arizona and then in California. And then just people got involved from the outside, came in, and it's turned into a true nightmare. The entire time I've been seeking joint custody, 50-50, it's what my children want. And tomorrow I will present actually 3.5 years of documents. I showed 4 on Friday. I've been a very private person, but I'm not going to have the statesman and others that I'm quite frankly considering actions against sit there and just say that I tried to alienate my kids. I tried to take them. I did all this when it was my ex-wife that filed for me to have supervised visits back in December of 2013. And called in the social workers and everybody, and they were like, you've done nothing. What's going on here? And then my children from the research were being alienated away from me, and the people that she'd called in to try to declare me a bad parent said, hey, lady, you need to stop, and she wouldn't, and so they took them away from her. I didn't do that. And then it's just twilight zone to be in court with literally and sometimes 50 media outlets, 15, 20 national TV crews, 30, 40, sometimes news reporters at one time, always 5 or 6, for 2 weeks, and to then open the paper up, and Jones alienated his children, and his wife is asking the judge to take him away so they can be reprogrammed not to be alienated. Just watch what the judge does. I don't know what the judge is going to do. It's the same judge that 3 separate times told her she had supervised visits or couldn't have overnights with him from what the judge saw. But that's how law works. What was in the past divorce or other hearings did not come into this. So under law, the jury could not be told basically anything. And it was just amazing. So I've got big World War III news to cover. I've got so much more to get to. I know everybody's tuning in wanting to know about the divorce. It was one of the biggest news stories in the country the last 2 weeks. You notice it's very quiet now that the gag order was lifted on Friday and I came out and made statements. Very, very quiet from that point on. And hundreds of fake headlines, hundreds, you know, saying, I lost custody of my children. I have joint custody now, exactly what I was always seeking. So it's been a nightmare, and it's one of the things I've been dealing with behind the scenes for 3+ years, on top of everything else, and on top of the globalists coming after me and Google and AdRoll throwing me off online advertising and, you know, being inside the WikiLeaks so the Democrats want to shut me down and all of it. We have gone through a lot here together. But understand something. I have expected all of this fight in the globalist. But now is the main assault. I wish my ex-wife well. I hope that, you know, she has a great life. And I hope that she can, you know, get to where she has a good relationship with the children again. And so that's all I wish. That's all I hope. But I'll be quite frank with you. The media, I'm just pretty much fed up to hear. And just with the incredible, incredible deception that they are constantly, constantly involved in. I mean, the media knew full well everything that came out in that trial. And they reported nothing that was truthful, nothing that was accurate. And that's why the mainstream media is the number one enemy of the American people, because it's globalist, foreign-owned. It's here to demoralize us and here to dumb us down. Now, when we come back, the president says there's a huge threat of World War III. We're going to break down the latest with the Korean situation, the economy, the White House correspondence dinner, Trump's powerful speech last night in Pennsylvania, and more. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up.
He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb.
But you're a negotiator. If you need something from somebody, you need China to help you with North Korea. Doesn't that send a message to China? We're not going to bug you about human rights, about intellectual property. In the South China Sea, we're not going to put too much heat on you. Aren't you breaking one of your own negotiating rules?
No, I think that, frankly, North Korea is maybe more important than trade. Trade is very important. But massive warfare with millions, potentially millions of people being killed, that, as we would say, trumps trade.
Let me ask you.
Okay. Do you understand what I'm saying? And if I can use trade as a method to get China, because I happen to think that China does have reasonably good powers over North Korea. Now, maybe not, you know, ultimate, but pretty good powers. Now, if China can help us with North Korea and can solve that problem, that's worth making not as good a trade deal for the United States. Excuse me, right?
What do you know now?
The truth is, North Korea has been firing missiles into the South China Sea, threatening to attack South Korea, threatening to nuke Tokyo. And what Trump's saying is if he can get China to come in and basically shut down North Korea, that that's worth making concessions to China in trade deals. And that is the entire art of the deal. And I guess if we don't have World War III and kill everybody on the planet, you could say that's better than not having a better trade deal, but I would like to have both. Now, Trump is launching a bunch of drones now. He's moved B-52 bombers into Guam with nuclear weapons. He has been massing more U.S. troops and brought in three carrier strike task forces. This is a big escalation because North Korea and the policy of appeasement of the last 30 years plus is backfiring. That is something, obviously, to watch. Don's drone army. Donald Trump is unleashing a killer drone squad as U.S. Admiral warns military is hammering ISIS so hard they're running out of bombs. And that is the good news. ISIS is being driven out of Syria and out of Iraq and is close to 90% crushed, according to military estimates. The problem is a lot of them now are infiltrating back into Europe and the Middle East and North Africa. And a lot of experts are warning of massive new terror attacks if we don't vet the, quote, refugees that are coming into the United States. And they're not being vetted. They come out of seven countries that basically give passports to anybody, like Sudan, Somalia, Libya, you name it. And then the UN certifies them with no research. Then the State Department accepts that UN policy, and then the refugees are brought in unvetted. So the claims out there that you hear that they're vetting refugees is bull. And the people out there that are promoting open borders, like George Soros and the owner of Chobani Yogurt and others, they want to say, oh, when these people carry out rapes or shootings or bombings or run over folks with cars, it's not their fault. They didn't call for it. They just called for bringing in the unvetted refugees and claim, oh, well, the State Department vetted them. The State Department is not vetting them, and you know that. Then you see the headlines. Alex Jones sued by owner of Chobani Yogurt for criticizing refugee program and saying refugees are bringing in tuberculosis. I've got hundreds of mainstream news articles admitting that just in that area of Idaho, they've got a 500% increase in tuberculosis, and they point it directly at the third world populations that are pouring in out of the Middle East, North Africa, Syria, you name it. Amazing. People say, well, then I've talked to five different lawyers now. We've got lawyers on top of that. Yeah, this is a terrible suit. It's filed in a terrible place. It has no bearing. It has no chance. It's a publicity stunt to just say, Alex Jones is fake. Alex Jones isn't real. Look, he's getting sued for claiming refugees bring disease and crime. Next, he'll say that cows produce milk. Next, he'll say fish swim in the ocean. Next, he'll say that we breathe oxygen. Next, he'll say the sky is blue. Now, I want to get more into North Korea, but I want to tell you some of the other big news that's coming up. Obviously, we have Trump's first 100 days. He's written a big article. It's up on Infowars.com. It's also on the Washington Post. Trump says in his first 100 days, he kept his promise to the American people. I'd say so far, he's gotten done about a third of what he wanted to do. That is unprecedented. He's probably, so far on the issues he's followed, delivered on about 80%. On the policies he's brought forward, he's gotten like 30% done of what he promised to do, and he's been about 80% accurate in what he actually did. He's gone sideways in quite a few different ways. He's also done a lot of really great things, which is why the globalists still want to get rid of him. But it is a true statement when he says, Trump, my first 100 days, just about the most successful ever. And, you know, I have studied presidents going back to George Washington. And I'd have to say George Washington got more done in his first 100 days because they were first establishing the new government and founding the country officially. Before, we'd just been the colonies battling the British for 7 years. So when that happened, George Washington did more in his first 100 than Trump. But other than George Washington, if you look at devastating globalism, killing TPP, starting the renegotiation of NAFTA and GATT, $3 trillion plus in the stock market, $300 billion in new jobs, moving to destroy Obamacare, signing executive orders to cripple it, turning our coal systems back on, killing the carbon tax, it goes on and on and on and on, beginning to resecure the border, attacking political correctness, just announcing we're a country again and saying it's about the people and the power of the people and that it's okay to be free market and that free market's better than socialism. All of that, culturally, societally, economically, and in cold, hard action, is the rebirth of this country. And I'm going to come back and play some of his speech last night, the Correspondents' Dinner response. But before I do that, let me respond to the bad, though. Going after Julian Assange and saying that's a priority to go after the leakers that put him in office, that exposed crime going on by the Democratic Party and Republican establishment, when Trump said, if you got more stuff, WikiLeaks, release it, in tweets and in speeches, then by that yardstick, Trump should have himself indicted for the leaking if he's encouraging it and it got him into office. That is extremely disloyal. There's Ron Paul Institute. I'll get Ron Paul on soon. I love WikiLeaks as candidate Trump, as President Trump, arrest Assange. Those are quotes. This is fundamentally a sellout to the military-industrial complex. And when I say the military-industrial complex, I don't mean our military. I don't mean our great troops. I mean the corporations that use our country for globalism that don't want any checks and balances on the consolidation of power, the illegal spying, and the police state that's being used against the American people, not against actual enemies of this republic. And so that's a huge black eye for Trump. He's been talking about it for a month. Now they're starting to do it. Talk about a stab in the back. Also, Trump comes out and says, I'm a globalist and I'm a nationalist. He says, I believe in nationalism, but I'll use globalism to actually get forward our aims. Well, that makes actually perfect sense. It's the way he said it. I've always said, I want 1776 worldwide. I want American power through our ideas, through our industry, through our freedom, through our low taxes. As a tax haven, as they call us, as a dirty thing, that's a good thing to have us in the middle of the world tax structure. We used to be one of the best countries. We need to be competitive and have some of the lowest taxes. We need to be an example of free market. But he told the Wall Street Journal, I'm a nationalist and I'm a globalist. I'm going to read those quotes to you here on air when we come back. But again, the way he said it, it sounds like he's going back. Globalism, the system of the globalists, is unelected corporate world government. We don't want that. There are global systems of interconnected, multivariate systems of corporations, companies, private individuals, nations, and cultures. I don't want a single TPP, IMF, World Bank, WTO structure that's unelected that transfers national power to it to consolidate global control because it's authoritarian and the globalist aims are anti-human, austere, and very, very feudalistic in a modern sense. But if we can have global systems of working together through nation states and agreements that empower the nation states to work together with other freer nations against nations that aren't open and free, I'm all for that. I'm not against having an interconnected world where we work together. The world is getting smaller. Trump says he'll kill NAFTA if he's not able to renegotiate a better deal. That's CNBC. Some are spinning it that he's saying he won't kill NAFTA now. He always said, I'm going to renegotiate it. Because that actually passed Congress. He can't just kill it like TPP. He did kill that because it was done unconstitutionally by an executive action. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side with a bunch of clips of the president and his powerful speech in Pennsylvania.
slashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away.
I do intend to open the phones up in the second hour on any issue you'd like to discuss on this live Sunday broadcast. And, of course, I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central with a daytime broadcast. President Trump just signed an executive order dealing with countries that subsidize their dairy farmers and also try to keep us from shipping our milk into their countries, like Canada. We're going to be getting to that. Last week, he signed a big order under national security to begin investigating how other countries undercut the market to flood us with cheap aluminum. He's calling it a national security issue that we cannot even produce enough aluminum to produce our own aircraft, much less military. Again, Trump says, I'm a nationalist and a globalist. People say, oh my gosh, he's sold out. Globalism is about multinational combines, corporate bodies dictating different trade deals to consolidate control and be anti-free market. Fundamentally, because Trump's trying to make the decisions under the executive branch that are his powers as a president for America and making fair deals, that is the opposite of globalism, which again is an authoritarian corporate global system. So that's why, despite the fact he's compromised some, despite the fact that globalists have made record profits by him turning up the global economy, they don't want that. They want a consolidated world economy. And that's why Donald Trump's announced a 20% import tax on Canadian softwood lumber. Everything they're doing is unfair against us. So he's simply going through with line items, signing executive orders, saying you're not going to get away with that. America was the richest, most powerful nation on earth 30 years ago. We were 4% of the world population. We had 55% of the wealth. Now we're 5% of the population. We got about 30% of the wealth. They've sold off our wealth. That's what globalism is. And I know you as longtime listeners understand that. But that's why I'm still backing Trump. He declared the 8-year war on the Second Amendment is over. And he put someone on the Supreme Court that is as conservative on the Second Amendment as Antonin Scalia. Total victory. And he signaled he's going to put other people just as constitutionally conservative and strict constructionist as Gorsuch. But there are other things that Trump has done I don't like. Like his daughter running around going to globalist meetings, the G20, calling for open borders and more unvetted Islamist invaders. Some of the other things he's been doing. But look, if that's all PR, whatever. The problem is that Trump is never going to get the globalist off his back because they fundamentally understand he's transferring power back to the country. I want to be clear. It doesn't mean everything he's doing is perfect. It doesn't mean I support him on a lot of these issues where he's gone wrong, and I'm going to speak out against it. But he's so good on so many other issues that it really is evil to throw fits and say we hate Trump and he's a bad guy and, oh my gosh, you know, he's totally screwed us over. He's not 100% perfect. He's under siege. He's got every major agency ignoring his orders. He can't even get rid of people at the IRS that were part of the whole persecution of conservatives the last 8 years because no one's following his directives. But he has been able, with executive orders and other actions, because Obama used executive orders to shut down our industry, President Trump's used those executive orders to turn the industry back on. And that's the most important thing, is getting the economy going again. If we don't get the economy going again, we are facing a worldwide financial calamity, the likes of which the world has not seen in a long, long time. And you notice you've got all these so-called liberals running around who are the most rich people in the world, rich, wildly more wealthy than Donald Trump, the Apples of the world, the Microsofts of the world. And they are the ones pushing austerity and people being poor and shutting down the factories and making the world basically an anti-human system. They're the ones that don't like Trump moving forward to have tax incentives for farmers in rural communities because they want you part of their big factory farm system. They want to get rid of the little guy. And Trump is doing the opposite. And it's making the rich people even richer. But again, the elite want a consolidation. Apple's cash hoard set to top $250 billion. Tax-free outside the United States. That is out of Wall Street Journal. CNBC. Bill Gates could be the world's first trillionaire. But he wants higher taxes on the middle class. Europe investors bid bye-bye to political jitters and begin buying. They've tried to kill the Trump rally. It's not working. So many incredibly exciting things are happening. So I want to be positive about the positive stuff Trump's done. 80% positive. Absolutely transferring power back to the country, back to the people. But the 20% he's doing is basically shows he's being more and more captured by the deep state. As Dr. Paul Craig Roberts warned in an article at Infowars.com last Friday. And that's what scares me, because he was basically 100% dead on until day 70. The last 30 days, he went from going perfectly straight, over-delivering where I just couldn't believe it, the first 70 days. And then suddenly, 70 days in, they shake up. Bannon gets basically removed as the top advisor. Trump begins to move into other issues, and he starts turning a few degrees. But you turn a few degrees and stay on that for a year or two, you'll be right back where Hillary Clinton was, or where Barack Obama was, or where George W. Bush was. But you know Trump's for real, not just by his actions, but by the abject, total, and complete, unbelievable panic that is taking place in mainstream news, with them just out to get him and the correspondents' dinner admitting their mission was destroy him. For journalists, at annual dinner serves up catharsis and resolve, and it says, quote, to topple the presidency. I mean, they admit it, and they see me as low-hanging fruit. They admit this. They see you, the listeners, through this broadcast, as the Americana, spirit of America that could rise at any time. They fear you. They fear that spirit. They fear that energy. They fear that love of God, that love of decency, that love of prosperity. They fear what you have. And so they're looking. Who's the most prominent person giving vent to this, having guests on, empowering the people? They're empowering him. Alex Jones. Destroy him. Shut him down. Shut him up. And now they admit it everywhere. Get his advertisers. Kick him off Google. Have Google delist him. All of it's come out. Whistleblowers gave us the intel. Chobani lawsuit from the Federal Reserve board member in New York running the shadow government. That's the Federal Reserve of New York that Trump's trying to replace. Literally suing me with George Soros's law firm that he founded as the founding client in the 1980s in New York. Go read it. The law firm suing me. The person suing me, the Islamists from Turkey, is a member of the New York Federal Reserve Board. Incredible power. That is the shadow government. And then the law firm's George Soros. Why is that? Because they understand we've got their number and they want to shut us down because we're a focal point and they want to intimidate everybody else. Ladies and gentlemen, they've miscalculated. And I'll explain why on the other side.
This is a island that at its widest level is, what, 12 miles from shore to shore, and at its smallest level location, it's 7 miles between one shore and the other. Is that correct?
I don't have the exact dimensions, but to your point, sir, I think Guam is a small island.
My fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
I stand here as a freed slave.
We've seen nothing that we can work, that I can work with President Bush on, and I'm disappointed because I thought that there might be some interest because of what he said in the campaign.
What are we going to do? How can a president who is acting in the manner that he's acting, whether he's talking about the travel ban, the way that he's targeting Muslims, or whether he's talking about his relationship to Putin and the Kremlin, and knowing that they have hacked our DCCC and DNC, and knowing that he is responsible for supplying the bombs that killed innocent children and families in
what is Aleppo?
Yeah, in Aleppo.
Don't know much about history.
You are correct.
Don't know much about
way to go.
The fact that he is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing.
Stop it.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. That's from a few months ago, Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters in the same press conference, thinking that Putin had invaded Korea, not North or South, but Korea. Never happened in history, even though Russia does share some border with North Korea. And that also George W. Bush was still in office. That was 8-plus years ago that George Walker Bush, the 43rd president, was in office. Then it was 44, was Barack Hussein Obama. He was in office 8 years. And then number 45 is Donald John Trump. He was sworn in January 20th, 2017. I expect mainstream media will say that's a conspiracy theory, just like everything we talk about, they say, is a conspiracy theory. We told you 6 months ago that we were worried that Jared Kushner was bought off by the communist Chinese. That was during the campaign. And then, of course, it came out a few months ago in mainstream news. We had guests on about it, and that was in the New York Times earlier this week or last week. Something else we were right about. But Pelosi, not knowing that George W. Bush has been gone for 8 years, gave another talk interview. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, during an interview early Sunday, accidentally referred to President Trump as former President George W. Bush. After the mistake on ABC's This Week, Pelosi quickly corrected herself. So at least she corrected herself this time. And even the Democrats keep saying, you need to step down. You need to step down. You and Maxine Waters are just out of your minds. You're out of your minds. I mean, Maxine Waters says that Putin gives Trump terms like drain the swamp and crooked Hillary. As if Trump can't think this up, or you or I can't. When she's corrupt, she's part of the swamp. So this is how stupid they think we are. But here's the latest clip.
Means winning for the American people, that either we win or whoever wins understands the priorities of the American people, and they are not what President Bush, excuse me.
President.
I'm so sorry,
Trump.
President Bush. I never thought
you're such an
the
idiot.
Day that you were president again. But
you're praying for the day that President Bush
president,
is president
yes,
again?
Well, we worked, and so you asked the question, how would I work with a Republican president the way we worked
right, that's
with
good.
President Bush?
So the woman has a plastic face. She's got like a rubber wig on. She's a reanimated corpse toddling around, and she needs to be in a nursing home. And that's what's so dangerous about these people is, and I'm not against old folks. A lot of old folks are smarter than I am and sharper than I am, but she clearly is not one of those old folks. She's never been that sharp. She's a rubber stamp for corporate interest, and she's the person trying to direct this war against the American people. She's the one that reportedly had meetings with the outgoing head of the Justice Department, Lynch, trying to get me arrested last year when Trump was only president-elect. And then her daughter goes on TV the day after I report this and says, Alex Jones is death-threatening me. I want him arrested. And I was like, oh, my gosh, my source was correct. That was Larry Nichols. I never death-threatened that lady. These people are crazy. They want authoritarianism. They're ready to do it. That's why all over the news they're saying, kill Trump, kill Trump. And then they never get in trouble. I've got the correspondence dinner here. Where journalists, an annual dinner, serve up catharsis and resolve out of the San Jose Mercury Times. And the New York Times also carried the same story by Michael M. Grumsbaum. And it says, they have the resolve to bring him down. What's the exact quote here? I want to play some clips of this. To bring him down, to topple a presidency. that they have the resolve to topple the presidency. And then anyone else they see wearing a Trump hat or wanting to have lower taxes, we're dehumanized. We deserve to be beaten up. We need to be sued. We need to be attacked. We need to be kicked off the internet because, well, we're just not human. I went and saw a very powerful movie last night with my wife and my son, and that was The Promise with Christian Bale and others about the Armenian genocide that was over 1.5 million people. Now, if you look at the historical maps since the Muslims took over the Christian country that's Turkey today, Constantinople changed over to Istanbul, you will notice that at first they only conquered some of the major cities, and then over the next few hundred years they killed almost all the Christians or drove them out of Turkey. The men they would kill, the women they'd keep and use in slave harems. The Christians had kind of a civilizing effect on the Muslims, so it was one of the more civilized countries for Muslims and became the new capital of the Ottoman Empire and the Muslim religious political system that it is. But you watch that movie, it's so accurate based on real battles, real things that happened, them killing little kids, shooting them in the back of the head. This is what the Muslims did. And the Armenians were just the few Christians left in very rural, mountainous areas, rural, mountainous coastal areas, very small little enclaves, not allowed to have their own businesses, not allowed to operate in the rest of the country, as the Muslims slowly over the hundreds of years killed them and other Christian minority groups. And finally, they were killing all Christians left in the country of Turkey in World War I. Now, the Young Turks will not identify, funded by Soros groups, funded by Al Gore, funded by Al Jazeera, funded by Qatar. This is all on record. They will never admit the Armenian genocide. That's totally admitted. Documented by the Associated Press, photos, you name it, when it happened. One of the reasons the United States came in on World War I. Totally documented. The Young Turks was the name of the young political party that called for the extermination of Christians, namely Armenians. The Young Turks were the young gangs that wore the red fezes you see in the movie. So well done. Everyone's got to go see it. Beating people, attacking people, killing them. But it began like brown shirts in the 1930s in Nazi Germany. It began with the young gangs going out and burning the shops and beating people up and pushing the Armenians out of the cities that were left there into the rural area. Then it was the men, the intellectuals, the newspaper writers, the doctors, the leaders. They were arrested as traitors and killed in the next 2 years. Then it was all the males that were young. Then it was all the males. Then it was all the women. And they're coming into the town. This is historical. This all happened. They're coming into this rural mountain town on a coastline to kill who's left in the movie. All happened, documented, historical. All the characters, they're all real people. It's a historical film. And the mother won't leave. And he goes, listen, they've already killed everybody. They've incrementally conditioned you to accept it. Now they're coming to kill all the women and children. And they finally listen. They finally fight. That's some of the only Armenians, a few thousand that survived, 4,000. That's what they're doing to me now. They're starting to shut us down. If they can shut us down, they're going to shut everybody down. Then they're coming to kill you.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to open the phones up in the next hour on any issue I've raised, any topic. What do you think of Trump's speech in Harrisburg, PA? I thought it was extremely powerful. The Washington Post actually got it right, saying that it electrified and captivated and enchanted the crowd. What do you think about the North Korea situation? What do you think about the admission with Stephen Colbert attacking me every night for the last 2 weeks, the other major shows lying about me, the news shows lying, press following me around everywhere, twisting information. Why is InfoWars under such mega attack? Well, we know why. We're promoting nationalism, free market capitalism, local sovereign control, and comparing that to unelected globalism, is very easy and very popular. And they know we're exponentially growing, so they want to shut us down as a way to intimidate everybody else and as a way to set a precedent. As I said earlier, first authoritarian movements shut down the independent press that is criticizing the power structure. Then it begins to actually persecute and go after people claiming they're spies or involved in espionage. They admit in the news 3 months ago, congressional hearings, I'm under criminal investigation for actually being a Russian spy. Should I play that clip again? I know it's ridiculous, but it's happening. State Department, Pentagon, operations. The average person in the military is great, by the way. Most folks at the Pentagon are the people that got Trump elected. They're the ones that leaked to WikiLeaks, but the people running it are bad news. The stay-behind networks, the deep state operatives, the shadow government that won't leave. Why are they coming after us? Look at Le Pen. Frances Le Pen on offensive with a vote a week away. She's now ahead, even in their twisted polls, against her competitor in the runoff. Le Pen's Euro contortions underlined French reluctance to exit. Can Le Pen beat Macron in the French election despite losing in the first round? This is a big deal, ladies and gentlemen. And even if she loses, think of a nationalist anti-globalist that close to winning. That's why they want to punish her. She's under criminal indictment, and they're trying to disqualify her right now and are saying even if she wins, they're going to arrest her. She's a member of the EU Parliament, so she had immunity. Oh, yeah, the EU gave itself immunity. But now they're trying to strip that immunity and have successfully done so. Again, they tried to kill Nigel Farage 3 times in a plane crash, 2 car accidents. The police said it was foul play in one of the car accidents with the lug nuts all taken off on his car to where he got up to 50 miles an hour and the lug nuts came off. This is what's happening. This is what's unfolding. And they're coming after everyone to say, hey, you may have a popular vision. You may have something that people want. You may be promoting liberty and freedom. We don't care. We're going to demonize you, and we're going to shut you down. But here's the good news, before I hit this other news and play some of the Trump clips. We're getting unprecedented, massive support. Our traffic is up. InfoWars is getting more readers, more viewers every day. And we're seeing, for this time of year, massive financial support. But I will tell you, I want to hire more crew. More people, more investigative journalists. I don't want just one person in D.C., Dr. Corsi. I want 5 or 6. I want to be able to deal with all the leads we get, with all of the whistleblowers that call us. I want to be able to reach out and actually have a bigger effect, and that takes personnel. So in the face of the Islamicist lawsuit by Chobani and all the rest of this, your vote of purchasing products at InfoWarsStore.com is a literal war bond in the face of the globalist. The globalists are weak. Their ideology is authoritarian. It's oppressive. All we've got to do is stand up against it, and it will fall. That's why globalism's almost completely defeated in many areas of the world, except for the fact they're destroying the leadership of the resistance. So we have a lot of great nutraceuticals. We have a lot of great nutraceuticals at InfoWarsStore.com that are massively discounted. We have our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth Formula that is 53% off right now. We've never done that. It's a bestseller, one of our top 5 bestsellers, but I'm discounting it so you see how great it is. Naturally chocolate-flavored, organic, bone broth, turmeric, kiwi, bee pollen, chaga mushroom, and so much more. Bone broth is so important, and this is the equivalent of just 20, 30 bowls of chicken noodle soup, basically, with that key essence that mom and everybody knows is so good for you. So find out why it's so powerful. Find out why it's got alfalfa herb powder, goji berry powder, and why it's so amazing. Tastes like Ovaltine, totally natural, a little bit of chocolate in it, so it has a good flavor. Without it, it tastes pretty bad. Tastes great with milk. That's how I like to drink it. Makes great shakes in your blender with some ice cubes, blended in. InfoWarsStore.com. We're about to sell out of it because I've been running this discount the last week. So if you want to get it at this price, we're going to have to go ahead tomorrow and take it back to full price, and then more isn't coming in for a few weeks. Caveman, 53% off, mega special, ending soon at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Also, we have a special flash sale that's going to end in a couple days. Whether it's from toxic ingredients in the food supply or dangerous chemicals in our drinking water, our bodies are constantly under attack. We have a flash sale on Liver Shield. Just take a few drops a day, 30% off at InfoWarsLife.com. To help you fight back and start supporting your body's natural detoxification systems, we're giving you 30% off Liver Shield for a limited time at InfoWarsLife.com. Liver Shield uses a powerful blend of organic and wildcrafted herbs specifically formulated to support natural function and detoxification of the liver and the gallbladder. There's a reason that we keep selling out of Liver Shield. It's very hard to get these organic compounds and then cold press them into an oil form. With every new run, it's our most powerful formula at InfoWarsLife.com. Get Liver Shield for 30% off now at InfoWarsLife.com, either by itself or in the Advanced Liver Cleanse Pack with Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Now, let me give you the toll-free number to call in the next hour. And that number is different on the Sunday show than the weekday where it's the GCN number. This is our number. It is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers, long-time callers, people that disagree with me, people that agree. Whatever it is, I'm going to take your calls. That number is 877-789-ALEX. Now, let me just say this in closing. Support our local affiliates. Become a sponsor. Tell folks about the stations. Support the sponsors, get the sponsors to thank the stations. That's why we've gone over 250 affiliates. We never got above about 170 over the years. And if you're listening to a local station, it's so important to support them as well. You hear the sponsors on a lot of the stations, support them. You hear the network sponsors, support them. But bottom line, we need your prayers now more than ever because you can see the attack I'm under. You can see the unprecedented attack. With the mainstream media sitting in on my two-week custody battle with my ex-wife, demonizing, lying, putting out horrible things in the front page of the papers, clearly trying to influence what happened, clearly licking their lips, hatefully following me around with just hate in their eyes, mercenaries trying to make a name for themselves, globalist black hat gunslingers trying to bring down the white hats. That's what this comes down to. So people claim they want to fight globalism. They claim they want to fight Agenda 21. They claim they want to fight the NWO. They claim they want to fight open borders and the Islamist invasion. I've had the top-level mainstream media contact me as globalist operatives, basically, and just say, Alex, all you got to do is back off Soros. All you got to do is back off the Islamist. All you got to do is back off this stuff, and you can be a big conservative pundit. But if not, Alex, you're going to be destroyed. The word's gone out, lawsuits, attacks. Whatever it takes, we're going to shut. You're going to be shut down. And you know what? If that's what happens, that's what's supposed to happen. It's like the Alamo, baby. I'm never giving in. Victory or death. But here's what's happening. They've miscalculated. We're getting record support, record traffic to InfoWars.com. We're getting record traffic to PrisonPlanet.com. We're getting record support with people in the store. Record support, people signing up for the free newsletter so we can stay in contact with you even if they shut down my websites. And, you know, whatever, I'll still be able to send you messages and exclusive articles and information from Infowars.com/newsletter and a lot of, you know, specials, 50% off every day on different items. But sign up at InfowarsStore.com today for auto ship on great items that you need, like organic coffee or like X2, the good halogen or caveman. And you get 10% off additionally. And then you just automatically support us each month and don't have to worry about it. Great water filtration systems, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, the lightest selection you're going to find anywhere. Just hundreds and hundreds of great items. We have the new Paul Watson. Conservatism is the new counterculture shirt that's about to sell out, by the way. I had no idea it'd be so successful. It's all there. Second hour. Tell friends, neighbors, family to tune in because we've got the big news and your calls coming up. Stay with us. Second hour.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I like Christian Bale. I think he's a really good actor. I liked him back when I was a kid, watching him in the remake of Charlton Heston, A Treasure Island. And it's also strange. We were born within a month of each other in 1974. We're the same Chinese, I guess, and zodiac signs or whatever. And I'm not really putting stock in that stuff, but it's interesting. But Christian Christian Bale likes to play these big anti-tyrant heroes in movies. So he was in a film that I saw last night with my son and wife that I thought was excellent, very historical, and very, very well done, called The Promise. And in a moment, I'm going to play that trailer. But look at this article from the London Independent. And reportedly, he's attacked me, he's attacked Cernovich, he's attacked others, and some Daily Beast articles and things that we're terrible people. We're the post-truth. Really, buddy? Well, I'm being persecuted. I have the state, you know, openly in the media saying, take my children away for my views. Then the media and the corporate, you know, minions and the Stephen Colbert's, the fake news reporters, misrepresent what I say and what I believe. And then people like you come out and attack us. Here it is. Christian Bale on Donald Trump's dictatorship for dummies. He says we live in a post-truth era. That's what the New York Times, the Washington Post say, that democracy dies in the dark. Mr. Bale, Trump's far from perfect, but he's bringing the sovereignty back to this country. And the talking point that he's a dictator is a fraud. And you're the ones in Hollywood criticizing him for not wanting to bring Muslims in from seven unvetted countries like Somalia, Sudan, and Libya that are failed states where they still sell women into slavery and where they kill Christians and others. You were just in a powerful film, The Promise, about the Armenian genocide, where the Young Turks was the name of the political party, went around murdering and killing people, and finally the government joined in during World War I, killing the Christians. That's what Muslims have done in every country. That's what's happening in Syria right now with the rebels our government's been backing until Trump got in. So for you to call Trump a dictator for trying to stop unvetted Islamists coming in when you just starred in a movie about the true extermination of 1.5 million Christian Armenians is unbelievable. You, my friend, are the one that want to pose as a hero with some historical thing that really happened, but then in the real world actually aid Turkey that's threatening to burn down Europe and saying they'll have an Islamist takeover and a jihad if Europe doesn't open its borders to Turkey and submit to them when Erdogan is part two of the Young Turks. So learn some history and stop acting like a pseudo-intellectual fop. Stop being a fake liberal, Christian Bale. Okay? You're a disgrace to yourself. And you're following Hollywood talking points when Hollywood's been bought by the communist Chinese and the globalist and is an anti-American, anti-human, illiberal institution. Now, here's the trailer for The Promise.
Tell me about Constantinople.
It can be magical. In the Grand Bazaar, you could buy the finest things from Paris and London, the latest automobiles from America. It can be horrible, too, just like any great city.
Were you happy there?
It was a different life.
A toast to old friends and new.
Christopher Myers.
Chris is a star reporter for the Associated Press.
May I introduce Mademoiselle Anna Kasari?
You're going to become a doctor.
I hear a French accent.
I lived in Paris for many years, but I'm a proud Armenian.
You know what's incredible? In the movie, Bell's like, these Islamists are killing all the Christians. To
declare holy war.
They got to be stopped. They're killing everybody. You're crazy.
Oh, my God. What was that?
It's like Alex Jones. But see, I'm in the real world. Bale just plays people.
Armenians right now.
There's the Young Turks.
This is our opportunity. We will restore the great Ottoman Empire.
We cannot be here. We must leave.
What is the Associated Press doing here, Mr. Myers?
Reporting.
But see, now he attacks the real journalist fighting part two of this.
There's no warrior.
100 years later.
The evacuation of the civilian population.
They line up kids, blow their heads off, you name it. It's powerful. It's powerful. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the info war. You need to understand what we're facing. Christian Bale is the definition of a fake, the definition of a hypocrite, the definition of someone playing what he in reality isn't. He's on the side of the Islamicists.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long.
All right, I want to get through these clips. And then I'm going to go straight to your phone calls at the start of the next segment. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. down. Let's go ahead and go to some of these Trump clips. Here's Trump saying that the war on the Second Amendment of the last 8 years is over. And this is the biggest positive thing. We have Gorsuch now in the Supreme Court, who is a conservative. That is a gigantic promise delivered. We have the economy coming back. That is a huge promise delivered. We have $300 billion in jobs coming back. We have the TPP scrapped, NAFTA and GATT being renegotiated. We have so many positive things happening under Trump. And we have the world taking us seriously again. But there's some problems as well. We'll be taking your phone calls on those subjects coming up. But here's Trump on the Second Amendment.
The NRA protects in our capitals and legislative houses the freedoms that our service members have won for us on those incredible battlefields. And it's been a tough fight against those who would go so far as to ban private gun ownership entirely. But I am here to deliver you good news. And I can tell you that Wayne and Chris have been fighting with me long and hard to make sure that we were with you today, not somebody else with an empty podium, because believe me, the podium would have been empty. They fought long and hard, and I think you folks cannot thank them enough. They were with us all the way right from the beginning.
That's awesome. Trump Nation had that great feed from the event.
But we have news that you've been waiting for a long time. The 8-year assault on your Second Amendment freedoms has come to a crashing end.
Absolutely. You know, if you're watching me on TV, I'm making a symbol that I've made my whole life since I would see it in Jell-O commercials when I was a kid. They'd go, everything's A-OK. I remember those in Jell-O commercials. They'd also do it with the black guy that would go, ah, coconuts, ah. Was that Almond Joy or was that a coconut drink? I remember like I was 3 years old, he'd go, ah, delicious coconut, mmm. And it means A-OK. It means everything's all right. You know, my mom's uncle would always do that too. My dad's brother would always say, everything's A-OK. Putting your index and your thumb together has always meant A-OK. Well, I've been told it meant Illuminati and I was secretly with the Illuminati. I'm going to see if I can get Cernovich on today, if not tomorrow. Two members of the alt-right accused of making white supremacist hand signs in White House after receiving press passes. London Independent, it says the ADL says it's evil. This means A-OK. By the way, Mike Cernovich has been attacked by all the different KKK groups. I don't know why they hate him. It's, I guess anybody that isn't racist who's in the Liberty Movement they don't like. But it means A-OK in sign language. But see, the ADL can say any symbol's bad, and that means they take control of language. The socialist globalist ADL. Who gives George Soros the Nazi collaborator awards. But that's okay to be a Nazi collaborator. Just don't say A-OK. And I guess I'll be listed now, too, as evil. Good, list me. When I was in my divorce thing, they would literally say, this man is a racist. Never show any proof, anything. It's the craziest thing. Where people just point their fingers and go, you are a racist. And they just pointed at me and go, David Duke. And I'm just sitting there. David Duke hates me. I don't know. It's the craziest thing. So, David Duke. Just point. David Duke. Everyone goes, oh, David Duke. Jones and Cernovich. Hey, we got our press passes. Boom. A-OK. Oh, white power. When in the sign language, it means everything's OK. It's the craziest thing on earth. I don't even know what to say anymore. It just gets crazier and crazier and crazier and crazier that we're dealing with this. Schwarzenegger has got an award from the ADL. He goes around wearing a Nazi belt buckle and told Rolling Stone he wants to be Hitler. And his dad was in the SS, you know, the Gestapo, actually. He was in the SS, but assigned as a police officer, a police chief, excuse me, for the Nazis. So, but that's okay, see? Because all these other people can just run around and they can have all the weird leftist organizations give awards to real Nazis and then attack me, a real patriot, and say I'm a Nazi. Yep, vintage Nazi belt buckle. But hey, it's cool. It's cool. It's fun, you know, for him. I think it's terrible. But give the man an award from a Jewish organization immediately. It's all part of the sickening joke. Okay, let me get to some of these other clips of Trump. We've got Trump invigorates enchants crowd during rally in Harrisburg, PA. The Washington Post finally got something right. Here it is.
In no area have past governments sold out special interests and foreign lobbyists more than on the issue of immigration. Year after year, you pleaded for Washington to enforce our laws. As illegal immigration surged, refugees flooded in, and lax vetting threatened your family's safety and security. Your pleas have finally been there. Oh, don't worry. We're going to have the wall. Don't worry about it.
Which is just a sign of sovereignty, a sign that we're a country. Mexico has a fence. The idea that it's dirty and bad to have a wall is just insane. But the Washington Post got it right. They said that he enchanted the crowd. I'll give you the exact headline here. I'll show it to you. Here it is. Trump invigorates enchants crowd during rally in Harrisburg, PA. Right there. So you got it right.
You know, we've done so well at the border. A lot of people are saying, oh, wow, maybe the president doesn't need the wall. We need the wall to stop the drugs and the human trafficking. We need the wall.
Yeah, it's down 43%.
In just 100 days,
the number of people.
We have taken historic steps to secure our border, impose needed immigration control like you've never seen before. Is that true? And properly screen and vet those seeking admission into our country.
Oh, look, he's making the white power.
They are going to come in because they love our country. We're not taking them otherwise. We are operating on a very simple principle that our immigration system should put the needs of American workers, American families, American companies, and American citizens first.
It's the owl side of the devil.
I appointed.
Jones is doing it.
A great military general, John Kelly, to lead the Department of Homeland Security.
All right. That's good. So we've got more of these clips, but I'm going to come back and start going directly to your phone calls. Bam, bam, bam. We're going to talk to Bill, David, Carlos, Marilyn, Shane, Dennis, Karen, and many, many others that are patiently holding. I'm going to get to a lot of your calls, but just be ready. Bam, bam, bam. We're going to be going to your phone calls on the other side. We have to end this special tomorrow. It's one of our great supplements that's now in our top five bestsellers. It's Caveman, Ultimate Paleo, Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, Alfalfa, Concentrated Powder, and more. Tastes great, just a little bit of natural chocolate and cocoa, stevia. Tastes wonderful, even better with milk. Tastes like Ovaltine with milk. Put a little bit of ice cubes in it in a blender. Give it to your kids as a malt, as a shake. It is so good for you. We went out and said, hey, Bone Broth's really popular. Let's make this most supercharged, high-quality, affordable one out there. And we've done it. It has got just hundreds and hundreds of five-star reviews by third-party sites. It is, ladies and gentlemen, 53% off. We're about to sell out of it, but I want everybody to try it. I want you to see how good it is. It is a loss leader when you sign up for AutoShip. You'll get an additional 10% off the 53. We lose money on that. We basically break even at this cost. So take advantage, InfoWarsStore.com. And when you sign up for AutoShip, you don't have to think about it. When you get the X2 or you get any of the other 30-plus nutraceuticals or the coffee or other products we have, InfoWarsStore.com, you know you're getting great products, great value, and supporting an organization that is having a huge effect on the globalists that the enemy wants to destroy. And if we succeed and if they can't shut us down and crush us, it is such a victory in doing you know what in their face. So I pray you'll support us. I pray you'll pray for us. And I pray you will purchase products at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we are back live. I've got some more clips of Trump's powerful speech coming up, and I want to go to your phone calls right now. I want to go to Carlos first, then Marilyn, then David, then Bill, then Karen, then Dennis, then Shane, and a bunch of others that I see holding there. It's wide open phones, any topic you want to discuss. Carlos wants to talk about, will Syria lead to more false flags? Yeah, the Islamists have been caught at least red-handed twice launching false flags with chemicals. That's mainstream news, that's admitted. And then another three times it looked like they did it. The UN has even said that. But the media just immediately said it was the Syrian government a month ago or whatever. And then we saw the strike by Trump. That kind of legitimizes false flags. I mean, jumping right into believing they did it. And people say, well, it was for China to look decisive and they hadn't given up their chemicals yet. So Trump did right. I want to support the president. But I am worried because it was even the British ambassador that said right after it happened that this will only encourage the Islamists to stage more events. So if they've been caught before, aren't they the suspects now? But Trump's gotten really tough on Syria. He's gotten really tough on Russia. He's really been pushed by the media into doing that when Syria and Russia haven't done anything to us. But it's a good question. What do you think, Carlos? Can you hear me, Carlos?
Yes, I can. Yes. Welcome back. I see that you're back on top form. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Go ahead.
Well, you mentioned continuity of governance and your concern about that, and it made me think of a scenario which is troubling. I don't know if you're aware, but the U.S. nuclear weapons are being guarded by an Israeli company. That's the U.S. arsenal, the most sensitive nuclear power and weapons storage facilities in the United States are in the hands of a company called Magal out of Israel. Now, I have all respect for Israel. There's no problem with that.
Sure, but I'm aware of that. It's a little weird that Israel is one of the main groups that guards the nukes. That is a fact. They also have the contract for the caller ID numbers. So basically the digital internet number, it's the same thing for phones, the DNS number for phone lines, and are listening to all the phones as well. So it's very strange.
Yeah, Jimmy Spanford wrote about that. As a matter of fact, the NSA has a contract where they send all unfiltered data to Israel as automatically as part of an agreement. He wrote about that in the New York Times on September 16, 2014. What I'm basically saying is not anything other than if today, because of the reaction that President Trump took with regards to Syria and his reaction to children being killed, etc., and the quick reaction that he took, what if today or tomorrow or the day after there was a detonation of a dirty bomb in the United States, and he was blamed immediately by the New York Times and the media on, let's say, South Korea, then what would happen? I mean, you can't just react to any...
You're right. A very dangerous attack. Very dangerous precedent's been set where the media just says, Germany did it, Russia did it, Mexico did it, America did it, and then you're just allowed to bomb them a day later with no proof. That you're absolutely on target there. And that's... So what do we do about it? Because here's all you have to know, Carlos. When we saw the Islamists run over people at London Bridge or run over people at Big Bend or shoot people in Paris last week or shoot people in Sweden or shoot people in Brussels, Belgium or run over people in Stockholm, Sweden, you don't see the blood. You don't see the bodies. But when the kids get nerve gassed, you see it and we're told that it was Assad. So I'm asking, why were we shown that, but we're not shown what the Islamists do ever? Because they're waving the bloody shirt to get us in a war.
Yes, and the conceptual mistake, I have absolute confidence in President Trump. You cannot imagine that I know that this man is the man of his time. There will be books written about President Trump for a long time to come. I'm not concerned about that. What I am concerned about is that he will be tricked. He will be tricked into reacting. President Kennedy was advised to nuke Cuba. It was advised, and he held back. Instead, he sent Martin Luther King to negotiate a private agreement with, you know, the Soviets, so that they would remove the missiles from Turkey.
No, you're right. We don't need a nuclear war. And Curtis LeMay and General L.L. Lemonster, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, wanted to start a nuclear war with Russia by attacking U.S. cities, claiming that Cubans had done it by staging plastic explosive attacks, mass shootings at movie theaters, rock and roll discotheques, you name it. And that has been declassified in 1999, Operation Northwoods, and Kennedy said no. So then they sabotaged his own operation, which we've now seen them doing to Trump, going after ISIS. They sabotaged his own operation at the Bay of Pigs and made that fail to set up the president, which just shows how criminal elements of the CIA continue to plague this country. But now there are reportedly more and more good elements inside the intelligence agencies that are trying to stop this. Thank you so much. But the bad elements want to go after Assange, who had the CIA leak him intel to get Trump elected. So I don't know why he's now double-crossing. It just absolutely concerns me. Let's go ahead and talk to David in New Hampshire. David, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Hey, Dave, how you doing? You want to talk from New Hampshire?
Yeah, there was just like a little cutout that just happened. Yeah, I want to. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
All right, thank you, sir. I just wanted to talk about Trump and about how I'm a little disappointed. I'm a little disappointed in Trump, but most of all, I'm disappointed in myself. And the reason why I'm disappointed in myself is knowing all the information that I know, knowing about false flags, knowing about the deep state. Why did I indeed fall for the trap, which was so cleverly played upon all of us, and I voted for Trump? Trump is the best option by far. Way better than Hillary by a mile. But as the last caller said, Carlos, I would say Trump will have books written about him for decades to come. He is probably the most clever and most manipulative president that we've had since FDR. But in that same vein, he is just as dangerous as FDR. Dangerous in the fact that he is so good at divide and conquer. We, the Trump supporters, are looking at the media as the enemy. The media is calling him the enemy. The media is calling us the enemy. The media is calling you the enemy. We're looking at you and wondering if you're the enemy. You know, some Alex people who watch your show or, you know, who've done that to you for years. All of us are looking at each other, and we don't know what is up and what is down.
Sure. Well, let me break down what's up and what's down, and I appreciate your call. You can judge what I've done by the fruits of the liberty movement, globalism, and trouble. But regardless, you know you're good, so you should take political action and be involved. We're devastating globalists. We're exposing their unelected, unaccountable planetary system. You think they like that? They hate it. They absolutely hate it. Trump is basically taking over their system. That's why they legitimately hate him. He's doing so much good that we can be excited about, but then he's doing some bad things. And But to not differentiate that and to say we got conned by Trump, we didn't think Trump would be perfect, but we knew he was better than Hillary. We just got a great Supreme Court justice. The economy's coming back. Nationalism's here. Sovereignty. So many good things. I think you're over.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we just had a caller who's a great guy. And you know, he calls in if he just joined us and says, you know, Trump played us. I feel like a fool. Maybe even you played us, Alex. I feel like a fool, the caller said, for voting for Trump. Trump has over-delivered on his Supreme Court pick, on the stock market, on sovereignty, on pulling out of the TPP, on bringing back all these jobs, on moving to renegotiate NAFTA and GATT, on standing up. He's an American president, on cutting UN funding by 50%. But it doesn't mean that he's going to be everything we want. But he's an American president. And then the caller was saying, well, he's divided and conquered us. David Gergen has come out, advisor to five presidents, and said Trump is the most divisive president he's ever seen. Well, you got the media at the correspondence dinner saying their job from the podium is to topple a presidency and to bring down Trump. That's the headline. For journalist, annual dinner serves up catharsis and resolve to topple the president. They're radicals saying kill the president, topple the president, go after his supporters, beat him up, ban him off the internet. That's what the New York Times is saying. And that's okay. And then Trump says the media is the enemy. The globalist corporate media is the enemy. I've experienced this the last 3 weeks. Total attack. Total lies. I'm in a deposition. They say, what's the name of all your children's teachers? I name all of them but two. Then it's in court that I don't know the name of my nanny. I say, that's not true. It's the teachers. Pull up the transcript. They pull it up. It's two teachers. It goes on Colbert. I don't know the names of my children. You go, oh, that's just comedy. No, people then believe it. And they run headlines everywhere in the news. Doesn't know the names of his children. I had a press conference Friday to basically tell the media what a bunch of liars they were. That was the headline of the Huffington Post. Alex Jones calls a press conference to tell the media they suck. I did. And they wouldn't get anything I said or anything I did right. They know they're there deceiving. That's their job. They think it's funny what they're doing. And it tears my guts out. It absolutely tears my heart out to see that this is where we've gotten and this is where this country is. And I'm just here promoting Americana, hoping Trump's right. Trump is doing bad saying they're going to go after Assange. That's crazy. And that's who got him elected, more than anybody. And I list the things Trump does that are bad. But I'm not sitting here then saying it's Hillary Clinton because it's so much better. But I'm not here to even defend Trump. I'm not even here to do that. I'm just here promoting Americana and free market and what made this country great against the authoritarian, unelected system of globalism. That's all I stand for. And that's why I'm under attack, because I'm promoting things that are common sense and that are good, and I'm pointing out how ridiculous it is when they still put Brian Williams on TV, who's a known liar, to criticize yours truly and explain how I'm fake news. And then have them, without a video clip of me or anything, say, Jones says he's an actor and fake. When I get asked in court, when you wear a lizard mask, do you really believe? And I go, that's a joke. Oh, so everything you do is fake. No. And people go, ooh, boy, Alex is fake. What? That's a joke, ladies and gentlemen. That's a mind game. It's crazy. And you know what? I'm going to keep doing satire because adults and people that have brains get it, that when I do rare satire, it's a joke. Leanne McAdoo never beat me up because I wasn't a Trump supporter. It was a joke. I wasn't really the Joker when I played the Joker once. I was playing a character promoting fluoride. Because that's what the Joker does in the comics, is poison people through the water. I say, drink your fluoride, kids. You'll see pretty colors. And they go, are you crazy? Do you really believe this? And I go, it's a joke. Do you really believe Obama's literally the devil? It's satire. Oh, you're fake about everything. No, his policies are devil-like. He probably is demon-possessed. The audience has to be smarter when they sit there and they say, Alex Jones says that Michelle Obama is a transvestite. I was reporting what Joan Rivers said. You know, I said I was a zoological, what do you call it when you're an animal? Trans species. I did a joke like 3 years ago, putting two brown socks on my ears and said I was a hound dog. And I was sitting there at the kitchen table in the morning after I'd worked out with my kids eating breakfast. And I did it as a joke and put them on my ears. And they said, that's funny. So I said, here's the camera, videotape me being a dog. Am I literally a dog? Am I insane? No, it's a joke. Does it mean I'm fake all the time because I did a joke as a dog? No. Do I have to explain this? And then I realize a lot of the public's gone. They have no brains. They literally don't know what planet they're on. Marilyn in North Carolina, you're on the air. Then Bill, Karen, Dennis, and others. Go ahead, Marilyn. Man, you got to love this pause when I take the calls. Marilyn, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's obvious that there's a really concerted effort against all patriots, especially you. And
I hear you. Anything else? We're having phone problems today, folks. That happens every once in a while. I can tell we're having phone issues. Thank you, ma'am. We're going to take a call from Bill. Bill in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Thanks for calling in today.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, brother.
I listen every day. I buy a lot of the products. I love the toothpaste. Auto ship the brain force. I haven't napped in over a year because of that product. So, but the reason I'm calling in is because I'm living the nightmare that you were facing. I was ordered supervised visits, and I haven't spoken to my daughter in over 3 years. I've talked to you before on the guy that was a stay-at-home dad, caught his wife having an affair with a cop, and he explained to me about feminism, the CIA, all that stuff. So I know exactly what you're going through, and I'm just calling in because I need your help, man. I got a GoFundMe page. Give Ellie Mae her father back. I need to get an attorney. I'm at a dead end, you know, and I know what the demonization is like. They took my custody away. Because she accused me of being on drugs. And even though I passed a hair follicle and urine test, it didn't matter. Even though I passed it, it was already gone. And that's what they used against me to order the supervised visit.
Sure. For folks that don't know what happened to me, I never talked about it because it was private. 3+ years ago, my ex-wife filed for divorce. And I've showed these documents Friday. I'm going to go over more of them tomorrow. And then it said, we want supervised visits. We want alcohol drug testing. I did the same thing, hair follicle, all of it. I mean, I don't use drugs. I hardly even drink. Passed it all. And then she wanted a guardian line of all these social workers. They came, investigated me. There was a big crisis. She sent herself off to a mental treatment in Arizona. She had kind of a breakdown. God bless her. And then I had the kids. And then now she was in the system by then. And the system and the judges... because of the stuff that was going on with her, she wasn't only getting the kids like on overnights every few weeks or whatever. I was trying to work through to get her back with the kids 50-50, and then boom, had a jury trial. They couldn't go back to everything previous from the previous hearings. It was only forward, so we couldn't tell the jury what had really happened and gone on. And then the media showed up, made up all these lies. They say I've lost custody. I haven't. It's joint custody, which I was already working for. And then it's in the newspaper that I alienated my kids from my ex-wife when I never tried to take them away from her. It's just crazy. More phone calls straight ahead.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
The reason I got frustrated with that caller 15 minutes ago is we were in totally desperate straits. Hillary was going to get 4 to 5 Supreme Court justices, and they were going to move against the free press and shut everything down, open the borders completely, and bring us into full-scale globalism. I expected Trump to have to go sideways because Washington is so controlled, you got to make deals to even get stuff done. And the first 70 days, he was so perfect and so good that I could not believe it. I said hundreds of times, if he just got 30-40% done in his first term, that he would be as great as George Washington. He has gotten 30% of what his agenda's through in the first 100 days, and he's done pretty much perfectly on 80% of his promises that he has implemented. He's gone bad sideways on Assange and whistleblowers, bad sideways on a bunch of other issues, but he just had the NSA end email gathering of American citizens. That came out in the Washington Post today. So much good is happening with Trump, it makes my head spin. But he does that stuff with the false flag, whether he was behind it or the globalists were behind it. Clearly it's the rebels. Clearly it wasn't Assad. That's not right. But He's facing North Korea. He's facing China. He's got to look strong for them. And I'm not supporting Machiavellian garbage, but I get what Trump's doing so they don't say he's a Russian spy. He's gotten tough on Syria and Russia. So I'm not defending some of the bad things Trump's doing, but I'm telling you, we ought to be on our knees thanking God we don't have Hillary, because this isn't lesser of two evils. Hillary was a whole nother world than Trump, ladies and gentlemen, and wanted a lot bigger wars. And sometimes you got to have some smaller events to stave off bigger events. And Trump was had enough ambiguity that they didn't get rid of their chemicals like they promised, so he could blow up where they were at under the deal they made with the Pentagon 4 years ago when the Pentagon told Obama to go fly a kite. So, and I told you Trump said that, and 2 days later he came out and said exactly that, that they didn't give up their chemicals, so regardless of who did it, he had a right to blow up that base, and nobody died. I'm not defending it, but you know what? It sure shut down the globalists, didn't it, and got his approval rating up, and I'm not defending it. I don't like us using their tricks. But from a Machiavellian view, from our perspective, it's working. Trump's a different type of animal. And he's not here to screw us, folks. He wants America powerful and strong to take over globalism. And if we take it over to promote free market and to shut down radical Islam and to actually empower these countries, that's better than the globalist model of globalism, to make everybody poor and under their control. And I'm not defending it. I told you at the inauguration he was going to take over globalism. I could see it all. I could see what he's doing without him ever saying it. And he's either the greatest thing this country ever seen, or if he starts going sideways and doing really bad stuff a few years from now, then he may be the devil. He's because my spider sense says he's good. And I knew his plan day one. I could instinctively see it. And now you see it unfolding. I'm synced. Doesn't mean I totally agree, but I know what Trump's going to do before he does it. Because I can understand the moves and what he's doing. I'm looking at the same chessboard. But he could be so evil that somehow spiritually he's cloaked, to use a Sith analogy, and I can't see it. But I don't think that's what it is. I think it's more sophisticated than that. I think Trump's being used by God to really unmask these people, but he's using some of their own tricks at a level to absolutely scramble their system. But if you talk about defeating globalism, discrediting it, bringing jobs home, you couldn't ask for better. Andrew in Boston wants to talk about the Armenian genocide. I talked about that earlier, and Christian Bale, who says Trump's a dictator when he's not and criticizes him for blocking unvetted Muslims coming in, when he's in a movie about the historic Muslims in 1914, 15, 16, 17, 18, murdering over 1.5 million peaceful Armenians, Christians who'd been there before the Muslims took over Turkey. So Bale, you can't have it both ways, bro. We're fighting the modern caliphate here. They're the ones that aren't tolerant, not us, Bale. Go ahead, Andrew.
Thank you very much for taking my call, Alex.
Thank you, brother.
I just want to touch upon, because you talk about the Armenian genocide, and it's so important that you bring it up. Your credibility goes up when talking about this. So just a bit of history for the viewers. They murdered and they rounded up 250 intellectuals, Armenians, doctors, and lawyers. And so I see they're doing the same thing with you and Cernovich. They're trying to assassinate your character. They're trying to get rid of you because you are the spiritual and intellectual leaders of the freedom movement. So I think it's very important that you touch upon this. And I really recommend all the readers and the listeners to go to YouTube, look up Armenian genocide and educate yourselves. And one more thing I want to put up, Alex. They always put up all this American guilt of not accepting immigrants. America, the United States, was the first nation that accepted the Christian Armenian immigrants. And they said they shall not perish. They had a campaign and they brought in these Christian Armenians. And what did the Armenian immigrants do? They assimilated. They created the MRI machine in World War I. The father of modern plastic surgery was an Armenian. So America took them in, and look what happened. In a few small years of liberty and freedom that the Americans gave, we contributed back to society. So I think that's very important.
That's right. Statistically, Armenians, I've read it, are one of the most wealthy, successful groups through innovation and development, a very ancient culture. And I want to do a whole special, not just on the Armenians, but other Christians over the 1,000 years of Islamic control that they wiped out in Turkey. That was the, you know, Eastern Holy Roman Empire. People don't know. This is the heart of Christianity and how Armenia invented Christendom. People don't understand this, and America brought them here. We'll bring people here that want to have a free country. But sorry, the Muslims always act like they're nice till their numbers get high enough, and then they start killing. It's a fact. Does it mean there aren't some nice Muslims? Sure, but they're not the ones that are in control. That's not my opinion. That's a fact, Andrew.
Absolutely. And so I just want to touch upon, I am a doctor. I'm doing a research at a Harvard teaching hospital here. And I just see the attacks happening. So the InfoWars website, which I used to be able to visit, has now been blocked. It's called a forbidden website. So you can go on CNN.com, you can go on Salon.com, but InfoWars.com is blocked. So I can tell you also that LiverShield, some of these products that I've actually tried, I've experimented with, they help absolutely. So I honestly think it's very important to support your broadcast, but actually this stuff works. One more thing, Alex, before I have you. I really, if I can give you some advice, because I really enjoy watching when you did the video on the Taiwan call with China and you talk about the history and geopolitics and Chiang Kai-shek and the communists. If you could do some more videos about that, because you have a lot of new listeners and we really soak up this information because we're so hungry for it and we don't see it in the mainstream media. So if that's some advice I can give you and some advice to President Trump, I think he really needs to watch his sticks with Jared Kushner, Gary Cohn. I think these people, they call them so-called centrists, I think they're just the opposite side of the same dirty coin.
Sure, they're the fifth column. Really, do you personally have an Armenian background?
I do. I was raised in Australia, but my parents came from the Soviet Union, and so we know what communism, so when they would actually take you, they would interrogate you and say, you're the spy of the Soviet Union, and they'll take you to the gulags. And I used to ask,
well, that's it. For those that don't know, with Armenians or in Russia or anywhere, first they don't let you publish, then they put you in ghettos, then they arrest your leaders, then they arrest your young men, then your old men, then they rape and kill your daughters and your wives. This is the same paradigm, and the globalists are openly coming. And I'm not scared. I believe America's going to rally. We're going to defend. But people need to know. I can't talk about a lot of stuff behind the scenes. But everybody just saw what the media did, coming in, openly trying to influence things, openly reveling and trying to take my children away. And it's much worse than that behind the scenes. I'm not at liberty yet to talk about it, but we've discovered what they're doing. We didn't just get the Google documents. We've gotten some other bombshell stuff that's so damning that I've got top people involved in what we're going to do. But folks need to understand, it's a miracle Trump's gotten done what he's done. Overall, he's gotten so much done. There's no way he's not for real, or the enemy wouldn't be trying to bring him down. What do you think?
I absolutely agree with you. There's nothing else to say to that. But one more thing, Alex, just, I'm really enjoying this conversation. Something that is very important that we all have to understand is when you give up, your enemy always takes that as a sign of weakness and attacks you. Anytime the Armenians fought back, the Jews fought back during the Holocaust, the Americans fought back in 1776, every time you fight back, you win. Every time you submit, you lose. That's just a general fact of humanity. So I think we all have to support your broadcast.
I totally agree. Let me ask you this in closing, and I'm sorry that our callers are out of time. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Let me ask you this. What do you make of Christian Bale being in this great movie, and then he's complaining about Trump blocking Muslims from seven unvetted countries?
So I think it's one of those things where a lot of these liberals, their intentions, they're well-intentioned, but they live in such a bubble and they consume the same kind of information that's force-fed through them very intelligently and very subtly. So I think he's just a victim of this kind of media manipulation where you had Edward Bernays kind of with the public relations telling us, you know, this is how we have to trick the people. And
that's right. That's right. We're out of time. The Armenians, folks, are one of the small remnants of most ancient Christians that the globalists tried to wipe out. And they want to wipe us all out, no matter what color we are. We're together in our love of Christ. I want to thank the crew and everybody else. Back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, if I'm still here. We love you all. Thank you.